Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this God is Making a Way Wednesday. And the song that's on my tongue this morning is by Travis Green, and it says, "You made a way." So Google that song and listen to it throughout this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, that you are making a way out of no way in each of our lives, Father. We thank you that you have made a way for each of us to dial into this, the Master's Call. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the mission and the mandate that we are able to empower and enrich and enhance lives here on the Master's Call. We thank you for this new day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, that your word will go forth mightily through the messenger this morning, oh God. I decree and declare right now that our ears will be open, our hearts will be open to receive what thus says the Lord. I come against any kind of interruptions right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we will rest assured that you are making a way out of no way. And we thank you for Artists International. And we pray right now for the 2016 conference, oh God. And we pray that you would do greater and newer things in Artists International and that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So we give your name the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise, oh God. And we love you. And we realize that we cannot do anything without you. So I decree and declare these things to be so in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line the hostess with the mostest. She is the Mississippi Queen. She is our prayer general, none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, and the blessed Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. I had to look around and say, who is this lady talking about? God bless you. I'm not speaking today. We got the speaker coming on. God bless you. I'm telling you, you are something else. That's our songbird, you guys. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, so along with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who's up early this morning out there in Southern California, I so thank her for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in her voice and then giving us that song and tag, God Made a Way, and he's still making a way for each and every one of us. So we believe it, we receive it this day on this Wednesday morning. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, I tell you, we greet you and we say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy that you joined our telecommunications sanctuary. And if you don't know anything about this call, let me tell you a little bit about it. We started back in October, actually it was October 25th, 2010. And these two anointed and appointed women of God started this call, and we're so thankful that they said yes, because they are none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, who started this call, and I tell you, it's been getting stronger and better each day of the week. And we're so grateful to God that they were obedient to the Lord and kept this call going. And this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, and let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day, because we start off with prayer and we end in prayer. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. and where all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And you'll notice that we have a theme, which is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And we're so thankful that this year, in 2016, God is not through with us yet. He is still showing his glory through each and every one of us. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You might want to greet, such as Minister Tiffany did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send your prayer requests along with your praise reports and that information that you want to join us at to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And we're so grateful to God that we have the best products on this side of heaven. So listen, if you know anybody that's having problems with cancer or diabetes or arthritis or any of those situations, we have products that can meet and apply to those needs. And we're so thankful to God because we got the testimonies to prove it. Okay, and we're about to launch into 26 years. And with that, all roads are leading to Miami, Florida. Yes, the Artist Evolution Conference will be held in Miami, Florida at the Marriott, and we want to see your face in the place. That's October 21st through the 23rd. And we're so grateful to God that powerful messages are going to come forth, powerful information is going to come forth, and testimonies. Oh, my goodness. You want to be in the place. So go to your back office and register. $99 while it's still $99. Go to the back office and register for that powerful conference. Now, also, tonight is the Connect Call, Artist Connect Call. You could go to the back office and get on that call because it is a powerful call where you get information about what's going on in artists. Now, I'm about to get out of the way because let me tell you about this message that we're going to have today. We've got this powerful couple called the Flanagans, okay? They are going to talk to us about sarcoidosis. Sarcoidosis, okay? You want to hear about that. And they're going to give us vital information about this illness and what we can do about it. So if you don't know about it like I do, you want to get on that call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. I tell you, you want to hear this information. It's right after this call. Now, we're getting ready to go to the Word. We have a woman of God that's ready to deliver a word from on high. She is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker. She had accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, and who was the senior pastor of the church. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan and sent her to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late, great Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. This woman of God is an ordained minister. She's been ministering with a license, and she's anointed, appointed to preach, teach, and help hurting women as well as those that have been abused. She is a woman of God who speaks profoundly the message that God gives her, and you will hear it in her voice this morning. She is an entrepreneur with Artist International, Artist Life. She is a woman of God. She is a wife. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She is a friend. She is a woman who stands on the word no matter what. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker from Chicago, Illinois. Are you there, Minister Wanda?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am, my sister. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Evangelist. Take it away. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that tag, God Made a Way Wednesday. Yes, he made a way for me, and he keep doing it over and over and over again. I tell you, I thank you for that tag. And thank you once again, my sister, Minister Brenda. Thank you for hosting the people. God is awesome. And I thank the Lord today. I thank God for life. Well, God is good. Not some of the time, but all the time. I thank the Lord for Pastor V, Mother Eagle, who the Lord uses to push us out of the nest. Thank you, Jesus. I want him to continue to bless you in a very special way and grant you the desires of your heart. Thank the Lord for Dr. P.K. Robert. I thank God for him placing the both of you together. And y'all obeying God. Because if y'all had not obeyed the Lord, we would have never been able to come together for such a time as this. May God continue to bless you richly and use you for his glory. Thank God, hallelujah, for my TMC family, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I want God to grant you all the desires of your heart. I thank God for just being God in my life. I thank him for being my friend, hallelujah, to the end, my best friend, for being there, hallelujah, when others have ran out. He was yet there in spite of. I just love him so much. Hallelujah. And I thank him for all that he's done for me, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just come to you right now, Father, thanking you for this opportunity, Lord, hallelujah, asking you to just move me out of the way and you get in the way, Father God. Take over and speak through my lips of clay. Let the words of my mouth fall on good ground, Father, that it may be bring forth fruit that remain in the name of Jesus. Good ground, Lord, that it will produce. And I won't fail to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I decrease, but you increase. Praise God. Amen. Well, my sisters and my brothers, we're going to go to St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. And it reads, the thief, and who's speaking? Talking about the thief, that devil, that serpent, Jesus. Jesus is speaking, saying, the thief cometh not. He ain't coming. He ain't coming for nothing. He coming for something. He coming to do something. He ain't coming just to stand there and just to be coming. The thief. The devil, the serpent, the evil one cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Those are the only three things he's coming down here to do. Those are the only three things he's supposed to do. He ain't doing nothing but his job. But how about you? He say, I am come. Now this Jesus talking again, saying, he done told us what the thief gonna do, what he coming to do. We know that's three things.
He said, I am come that they might have life. Jesus said, I want you to have life. I want you to live. Ah. And that they might have it more abundantly. You know, I'm going to read this again. He says, Jesus says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And he's talking to us. He said, I came. The reason I came because I want you to have life. Let's go back. Let's go back up to the thief, the devil, that serpent. What'd he do? What he came from? What he come from? He come to steal. Steal is to take something that don't belong to a person. Take it dishonestly. It don't belong to you. To just come and steal something. I don't know if y'all did, but when I was a child, I stole some candy. It wasn't mad, but I stole it. But I didn't really know no better, you know. I mean, at the time, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old. Stealing, you don't have to teach nobody to steal. The devil, that's his job. That's his part to show you to steal. My mother didn't teach me how to steal automatically because we in sin. We live in sin. This world is full of the devil, but his doing, which is stealing, but we're going to go on. Don't let him steal. Don't steal. I don't steal. I don't steal no cans. I don't steal money. You know, I don't steal nothing from nobody. I don't take nothing that don't belong to me. You know, a lot of times you have a pen and you ask somebody to use a pen and you don't mean to keep it. But I don't know what's with that, but sometimes you end up keeping that pen. You know, if I keep that pen, I'm going to hold on to that pen till I see you again because I'm giving it back. Why? Because it don't belong to me. So the devil come to steal. He want to steal your joy. Why you give it to him? Don't give it to him because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's your strength. You got to hold on to your joy no matter what. He come to steal your peace. The Lord said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world give, I give unto you. Then he turned around and he said, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. So you know if your mind ain't stayed on him, you're not going to have that peace. And you know the devil, after the Lord told us, he done told us, my peace I left with you. I done gave you my peace. But you know what? The devil come to steal it. Don't let him steal it. If he done stole it from you, take it back because it belongs to you. Your father gave it to you. He said, I give you joy, I give you peace, and I give you love. Hallelujah. And the devil will turn around and have somebody to offend you or do something to you, and then you hold unforgiveness in your heart. That's not love. You got to forgive them because Jesus forgave you. And how many of y'all know that he come to steal your fasting and praying life? Back in the day, my first minister had us fast, and we would fast for 3 days. We would go after God. No food and no water. I've heard they did it longer than that back in the day. But 3 days of fasting, going after God, seeking him with your whole heart, praying in your word. How many, and I'm talking about Wanda first, how many of us then fasted? That devil have you eating so much, your flesh, your belly become your God. But when you was fasting, when I was fasting, going after God, turning that plate down, I heard this cliche, but it's true. They say, if you fast, you're going to last. If you pray, you're going to stay. It's the truth. You got to fast, because in this flesh, the well's no good thing. I saw miracles back in the day. Cancer, every time I turn around, I'm hearing about somebody that died of cancer. Back in the day, I saw where the Lord performed a miracle, where the woman got healed right before my eyes. I saw God moving that tumor dying, shrinking, going away before my eyes, because they were fasting. Mother was praying. She was going after God with the whole heart. But you know, God is bringing it back. He's gathering his saints together. Once again, we're going to go after God like never before. We're going to see miracles. I don't care what's happening in the world. God's children going to reign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the devil come to kill. He want to put you to death. He want to kill you. He don't want you to live. We want to slay you. He want to slaughter you. And not just with your body. He want to do it with your mouth. Have you talking about your sister or your brother? Putting your sister or your brother down. And death and life is in the power of the tongue. Saying all kinds of negative stuff. No, no. Don't let him kill you. Because he don't have the dominion. He don't have the authority. You got the power to tell that devil to get back in the name of Jesus. Satan, get behind me. Then turn around and say, no, I don't want you behind me. I want you up under my feet where you belong in the name of Jesus. Don't let him steal. Don't let him kill. I want to know, the title is, are you living or just existing? To destroy. He want to put you to an end, to get rid of you. He want to destroy your mind. He don't want you to be able to think, because he want to rule. The battlefield is in your mind. If you can't think straight, you messed up. You can't fight that devil. You got to be able to have the mind of Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Don't let him destroy your mind. Whatever the devil has done, if he have came to steal, if he stole your joy, take it back. If he trying to kill you, hallelujah, let him know you're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. If he tried to destroy your mind, let him know, no, you can't take my mind. My mind belongs to Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. And then turn around, and what did Jesus say? He said, I am come. This is what I have come to do. I come to that you might have life. I want you to have life. I want you to be a living being. I want you to be a person. I want you to be here to know you here today. Hallelujah. And not just gone today, not just here, but God wants us to enjoy life spiritually, physically, and financially. A closer walk with him. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else is going to be added to us. Physically, our body, hallelujah, glory be to God. He don't belong in our body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But you know we need some help, hallelujah. Even when it comes to artists, the products, you know, you tell them about, and I'm talking about Wanda, the 72-hour weight loss. I do it, I lose weight, and then I turn around and keep maintaining it. How in the world am I going to be able to tell them what the artist products is doing and I ain't exercising like I should? The body magic, telling them about the body magic, but my stomach steady poked out because I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do. No, no, the devil is a liar. I'm going to get up from here and do what I'm supposed to do. Financially, I told that devil, I say, you know what? You're going to take your hands off my finances. I ain't going to be broke another day in my life. Well, I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, it has already begun. Hallelujah, I meant that. I give my tithes. I sow seeds. Why come I have to be sit up here? And I was. That was the state of man. I don't have it, y'all. I can't afford it. What? I don't have $5 in my pocket. Something wrong with that. But now I have $5+, and I'm going to have even more. Why? Because God said, and that he might have, that we might have it more abundantly. Life, living. It's not just money, not just existing. I ain't just here. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here to be a blessing, hallelujah, to have more than enough that I may help the people. The people are hurting. People don't have food. People don't have clothes. How can I help them if I don't have nothing? Are you living or just existing? Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm living, hallelujah. I used to just exist, but I'm living now. I'm living to live again. Everything that the devil stole from me, he got to give it back to me. And guess what? Hallelujah. I'm going to live the life more abundantly. So the devil is going to do what he do, and I'm going to do what I do. And that
Amen.
Is I'm free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. I love you all. Back in the hand of the hope.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor. I want to call you Pastor Evangelist Wanda Walker. I tell you, for such a powerful, powerful message this morning, letting us know who we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We so glorify you, Father, because you have let us know, Lord, that who the enemy is and what he came to do. We know he came to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. But, Father, we thank you. You came that we have life and have it abundantly. And we glorify you, Father, that you've given us that resurrection power to stand on your word in every given situation. So, Father, with that in mind, I'm lifting up Artist International before you, Lord God, Artist Life, and ask you to bless. Keep strengthening them, Lord God. Protect this business. Protect the people that's part of artists, Lord God. And I thank you for making yourself in a manifested way, Lord, through in the conference, Lord God, and all the activities that's taking place. Thank you for the leaders, Lord God, the owners, and all those that are working diligently, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, that you are showing yourself mighty through it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We glorify you, Father, for these women of God standing firm on your word. We ask that you continue to anoint them in such a miraculous way. And, oh, God, this woman of God that gave us this message this morning, we thank you, Father God, that she reminded us who we are in Christ Jesus, that we stand on your word no matter what. Father, we ask that you pour virtues of life, resurrection, power, Lord God, continue to flow and overflow like never before into her life and into her family's life, Lord God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in like never before in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are on this call this morning, oh God. We glorify you, Father, for each and every one of them. Thank you, Father, that they're going out with the power of your resurrection, Lord God, in the power of your resurrection and standing firm on what you said. We thank you for every good and perfect gift in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Samuel Massey and his family, Lord God, with the homegoing of his aunt. Bless the Ramsey family, Lord God, Sebla and her family. Bless Claudette Brown and her family, Lord God, and comfort them like never before. We thank you for healing the sick. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you want to hear this message again? That playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Remember this, right after this call is the new morning motivational call. You want to hear this message today on sarcoidosis, okay? And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. And don't forget, the Connect call is this evening. Go in your back office and connect, and you will hear what they have for us this evening. Well, TMC family, we thank you for joining us. Thank you, Tiffany Lauderdale, our songbird. Such a blessing this morning and giving us that tag. God will make a way, and he has made a way. Thank you so much, and thank you again, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for giving us that profound message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister. God bless you all. Go out and have
a blessed day. Don't just exist, but begin to live. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Bye now.